The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. As some of you know, I can be found occasionally in the exercise room of our gymnasium. Though hardly so dedicated as some, I do exercise when I do it because I think it's good for me. But even so, it often occurs to me as I'm exercising that if we could transport someone from the Middle Ages to the present day and show him that room full of occupants with people straining at weights, climbing that Stairmaster, doing their sit-ups, riding the stationary bike, running on the treadmill, with sweat pouring down their faces, everyone looking as if he was in the utmost agony, gasping for breath, groaning and complaining. At least that's what I do, groan and complain. Well, if we could show all of that to people from the Middle Ages, I think they would think that they had landed in hell, or at least purgatory. For why in the world would anybody willingly do such repetitive and painful things? Just think about it. Ride a bike, walk a path, and no matter how long you do it, no matter how hard you go at it, you stay in the very same place. Could anything be more boring and pointless? Well, it's hard to imagine what. And so, someone from long ago just wouldn't understand what's going on in that exercise room. Now, of course, not everybody is into exercise, and so maybe my little description makes no sense to some of you. Unfortunately, however, you don't need familiarity with a gymnasium to understand the futility that's built into the human condition. And you don't need to resort to purgatory or hell to find a metaphor. For that exercise room represents life. The human condition right here and now, and we are living it. I'm sure that many of you have felt like this at some point or other. I know I have. Life is like a race that never ends. You lurch from one day to the next, from one deadline to the next, and it just keeps going and going and going. Oh, you may be able to break it up occasionally with a day off. Maybe you can even get a full-fledged vacation for a week or two. But you know, that's only like pausing to get a drink of water when you're exercising. It's nice for a brief moment, but you still got to go back onto that treadmill. You have to keep going. There's always more to do. There's always more to it. And that's life, isn't it? Well, maybe not. Perhaps you're thinking that life is more than a treadmill, because at least it goes somewhere. We do set goals and accomplish them, at least sometimes. We take tests and pass them. We graduate from school. We find a job. We earn a paycheck, etc., etc. But then what? What is really the end result? Even if we are really, really successful in this life, most of us are not, what is it that awaits us at the very end? Isn't it just death? We spend a lifetime of living, striving and struggling, and what do we get? A dark, cold grave. Sounds pretty pointless to me. And that does not even take into account what we might call the fairness factor in the human condition. For as we all well know, life isn't fair. Bad things do happen to good people, and vice versa. So not only does life seem pointless, it's also unjust. It's no wonder then that when human beings through the course of time have looked for consolation in the face of all this, they have often turned to religions that set human life into kind of a larger context that is fair and that goes somewhere. We call them religions of the law. Though almost infinite in their variety, such religions almost always boil down to this: do this, avoid that, and good things will happen. If not in this life, well, then certainly in the next. But doing this and avoiding that, what happens? Well, that just sets off another round of running the treadmill. Perhaps a spiritual treadmill this time, but still definitely pointless and futile. And nowhere is this more evident than in the popular religion at the time of the Reformation. For the medieval church offered to its members an enormous variety of things to do. Lots and lots of exercise machines in a spiritual gymnasium. But it offered no ironclad promises about whether any of these works were actually enough before God. Our Lord Jesus Christ was portrayed as the great judge of the universe, and he would, at the end of time, graciously set things right and award that which was fitting to those who appeared before him. Ah, but in the meantime, you'd better keep working. You'd better keep doing what the church said. You'd better stay on that treadmill and don't get off. Well, into this situation, there came a preacher and later a whole church that announced that people had it all wrong, that life was not an endless round of pointless striving, not a treadmill, spiritual or otherwise, that was leading to nowhere. For Martin Luther and the Lutheran church after him had rediscovered the central theme of the Christian religion, and they confessed it loudly and clearly in the Augsburg Confession, whose presentation we celebrate this morning. They wrote, "Men cannot be justified before God by their own strength, merits, or works, but are freely justified for Christ's sake through faith." God's grace in Jesus Christ is the foundation for living, not what we can do or accomplish. And that means that our lives are not pointless strivings for heavenly rewards that we're never sure of. Not at all. The Christian life is going somewhere for sure, because it has first of all come from somewhere for sure. Just as our Lord says in this morning's reading, "I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing." Now life is worse than pointless when it is lived under the law of sin and death. Then human existence is not only without meaning, it's also without hope. But in Jesus Christ, that's no longer the case, because he has done all the striving and the struggling for us, and he's done it to perfection. Jesus has taken our place on the treadmill of life and on all the other contraptions that you can think of to symbolize the demands and the punishments of life under the law. He has overcome them for us. Now, by Satan's power, they did their worst to him, but they were unable to master him. Indeed, he mastered them in his life, death, and resurrection, and now he has left them long behind. Now, they are the ones that are pointless and futile, not Jesus, and not those who believe in Jesus. Imagine an exercise program that begins by putting you into top-notch physical condition. And then it guarantees that you'll stay in that condition forever and ever, not because of your diet and your exercise, but because the originator of the program has worked it out for you already. Sounds pretty wonderful, doesn't it? Sounds almost too good to be true. And I suppose that it is in terms of our bodies, but that is exactly what Jesus has done for us. All of his saving work is ours, all of it. No more endless striving to be right with God. For in Jesus, we are already and always right with God, both in life and in death. And that means we can get off the treadmill. Indeed, we can get out of the exercise room altogether. We don't need it. Not now. Not ever. We've been freed. But for what purpose? Not for indolence and sloth, but to use our God-given spiritual conditioning in the service of others. For our redemption in Christ takes us off of a treadmill and puts us onto a pathway. There are a lot of other folks on that pathway, and we come into contact with them when we discover that they need us. And so we can, must, and will show forth our gratitude to God by loving and serving our fellow man. Like our text, so also the Augsburg Confession insists that the Christian faith is bound to bring forth good fruits. It is necessary to do good works commanded by God. And we never want to minimize this necessity. Of course, we always need to observe it from the perspective of grace, lest somehow we find ourselves back on that old treadmill from which Christ has saved us instead of on the pathway onto which he has placed us. But for the Christian, life is not round after round of futility. It really does have a purpose and a destiny given and guaranteed by our Lord. Now, later today, I plan, no guarantees, but I plan to go back to that exercise room in Wamsgans Gymnasium. Maybe I'll see some of you there. After all, it's supposed to be good for us. But as Lutherans, who today are celebrating the Augsburg Confession, for our spiritual conditioning, we'll stay away from any kind of treadmill. Stay far away. Instead, we'll rest content always and only in Jesus. Amen. Now the peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.